Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
All right, James. For Jules, welcome to the podcast. He's been here a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. A very official studio we have here. You got your name on the fucking sweet list and everything. I love it.
I'm telling you, this is crazy shit we're doing here. I'm trying to build a bridge between us and Tarana.
Hey.
So I think we could do some good work.
You ready to be famous? we're going to make it happen today. Toronto's on the podcast.
Please explain to me, because everyone's talking about the worst accent in the world right now is the Toronto accent. And I don't know how it usurped other, like Australia, Boston. It just took the title this week because of one girl that maybe you know, maybe you guys hang out. I don't know. I don't know what the Toronto scene is like. I need you to explain to me what the fuck is up with her accent. And is that really how everyone speaks? Poseidon, you want to bring her up?
Yeah, just give me uno momento, por favor.
What's the matter?
Oh, no, I just need there to... There you go.
So this. Okay. Borgelli, get ready.
What I don't like is if the business is true that you left your mom's in the hood, somebody go smoke that yoon. You don't leave your mom's nowhere. You have money and you left your mom's there? Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But if it's not true, shorty's just talking shit.
Okay, Poseidon.
The Toronto
Okay.
So now he's going to shit on the Toronto accent. So here's my... Number one, she said, if it's true, you're sick to my stomach. Mm. Is that a saying? Because that doesn't make any sense. You're sick to my stomach.
No, see, what happened here is this is what happens when white people try to be black too hard. You know what I mean? She went a little bit too overboard with it. Like, all of... She has elements of a Toronto accent, but she's just like trying to be something she's not so badly. And here's the thing. There's another clip of her in that same interview going, I hate black guys from Hamilton because they're too... Because they're too whitewashed. she's like, just be yourself. Just be yourself. And I'm like, bro, are we talking crazy right now, fam? What are we talking about? Yo, she sounds insane. I've always hung out with black people, and people call me like a black white guy, but I've never been the kind of white guy that's like talking crazy like that. Like,
you'd make me sick to your stomach, fam, if you did that.
Make me sick to my stomach, fam.
But shouldn't it be, he makes me sick to my stomach?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think she's too intelligent. I think she's the vocabulary and punctuation is going to be off in a lot of her sentences.
She's Toronto's top podcaster right now. So
is she really?
She's like the top, but like everyone's talking about her. That's it. I can't. She's an internet personality.
Is that her podcast or is she on somebody else's show?
She went on someone's show, mm-hmm. and I don't even know the context. The way it sounds like is there was somebody famous, maybe a rapper, who left his mom in the hood or something happened to their mom and didn't take care of her. So she's like, that's unacceptable, which I agree with her. I agree with the sentiment of what she's saying. It's just the language she's speaking doesn't even seem Toronto. Because I know Toronto man's accent. Mm. This was weird. This was excessive.
Oh, no, it's definitely excessive. Like, man, I don't know, like, if she practiced that. Or, like, is she doing... I don't know. I've seen other videos
of her. She always talks like that.
I would love to see her at a family reunion where it's just her and her family and see if she's still talking like that.
It is kind of cute, though.
Right?
I fuck with it.
You fuck with it, eh?
Yeah. It's nice. It's, like, hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, different strokes for different folks.
This is interesting.
It's definitely not the worst accent in the world. There's so many worse.
So what's right now, you heard her speak, what's worse than that?
Welsh. Most of the UK outside of London.
Like you know
North,
what?
North England.
I like the Liverpool one, even though it's like a little hard to understand. It's charming, I find. I don't know. That's such an off-putting thing. And I think it is just the fact that she's a white girl too. White girls acting like hood rats, is a bad look, but it goes viral a lot.
So is that Toronto hood rat accent?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Do you remember the girl named Little Debbie or whatever, something Debbie? She's dead now, I think. But
she Little was, Debbie, she, the queen of fucking cream pies and
no
cakes.
Not Little Debbie. Oh, what was her name? Debbie. Type in like Debbie Toronto, and she was like another girl that like talks like that, and she was like super viral for all her little things, and. Now she's dead.
They killed her.
That's what happens when
they killed her for
when you talk too greasy.
So they don't even say greasy, they say greasy.
Greasy, yeah.
That's what that means?
Yeah, it's like another word for like savage, I guess.
You guys use gank?
I never heard gank.
Oh, this chubby girl.
Yeah.
She died, they killed her.
R.I.P. Debbie.
Why'd they kill her? That's excessive. You're not going to kill it.
Wait, she got killed or she died?
I don't remember how she died. I think she might have got killed. I honestly don't really know.
Debbie.
From Toronto
death. Oh,
fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
Oh, the Chinese got her.
yeah. Sounds that's terrible. Right.
But go back. Let's hear her. What's that video you put up?
I don't know.
Just click playlist here.
Talk to you. If you guys are dying, you guys stupid. I'm out here looking for him, man. If you don't want me, suck him, man. Real shit.
All right, so Debbie, what's your ideal Valentine?
A hood man, of course. If you're not from the hood, don't talk to me.
Doesn't it surprise me that you died of a fentanyl overdose?
I just told them I'm going to run them head. Straight up.
You see, going to run them head?
Yeah.
Oh, fam. What's the most freakiest shit you've ever done?
Ran someone head in fucking a TTC fucking subway.
Actually?
Yeah?
Are you capping or being serious?
I'm Bully's grave. I'm not capping.
What the fuck did you say? I'm Bully's grave?
Yeah, I don't know who Bully is, but...
Nah, fuck that. Like you said in that video, it's all shit, bro. Why the fuck do you guys do that?
How many boyfriends have you had?
What, in the past week, month? What are we talking
about? Past week.
Well, I have a man for every day of the week, so like... fuck the work.
So do you find this hat more jealous?
You know what I mean?
No, she's a homeless lady. She's literally a homeless lady.
But you like the way she's talking, though.
No.
You put that on a
that's so different.
You put
So what's the difference between her and the other one? Like, go bring back the other one, Poseidon?
You know what it is about the other one? I think the other one, it's because it's an act, and it intrigues me to break past the act.
Okay, but I have a question for both of you. Do we know that it's an act? We don't know. She may have grown up with this girl, Debbie.
And what I...
So it's like...
She's better put together.
The way she's all put together, everything about her right now is like too much. It's fake. It's like the hair... The outfit, everything.
Press play, Poseidon. Let me hear
it. Don't like as if the business is true that you left your mom's in the hood. Somebody go smoke that youth. You don't leave your mom's nowhere. You have money and you left your mom's there. Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But if it's not true, Shorty's just talking shit.
But she does.
The Toronto.
Yeah, I regret it. She's not hot. Yeah. I regret everything I said.
But she does say it feels real in the sense that it doesn't feel put on.
I think it's so
and
hard
what
to tell.
I
it's
don't
like. I don't want to say a white person can't have all the black qualities that they want to possess. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's a black. That's a Toronto thing. Toronto, there's not just black people in Toronto.
I'm telling you, she didn't get that from hanging out with a bunch of white people in Toronto.
Okay, that's what
I'm 90% sure.
You grew up in Toronto?
In Brampton, just outside Toronto.
Okay, so you know it. Yeah, you know you know Toronto. All right. And Brampton, is that a well-respected suburb?
It's not well-respected. A lot of people shit on Brampton, but I will say... we're just known for our bad drivers and tons of Indians and a lot of scams and stuff. But I will say if you look up the most famous people per capita to come out of any city in Canada, it is Brampton. Comedians, athletes, musicians, actors, we got the most.
Like who?
I think in Park X, I'm the...
Like who?
Who else came out of Park X?
Michael Cera, Jesse Reyes.
Michael Cera's Canadian.
Russell Peters, Director X. So many people, Rick Nash, a bunch of people. Michael Cera's Canadian. Yeah, he's from Brampton. He went to my
holy
first
shit.
Girlfriend's elementary school.
Who do we got there?
We got Michael Cera, Alicia Cara, Tyler Seguin, Rick Nash, Tyler Labine, Sabrina.
See, a lot of these people, I named better people in this.
Yeah,
already.
Russell Peters way better than whatever the fuck she is.
Chris Lemche. What kind of name is that?
That's a cool name.
Gurdovich.
Nicole Lynn. I don't know who some of these people are, but it is cool that they've come out of there. Mm. What about Scarborough?
Tristan Thompson, you know him? Fucking the Kardashians.
The player?
He's from Brampton, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. So who's from Scarborough? Just Drake?
Drake's from Thornhill, which is like a nice little suburb just outside Toronto.
So he's not from Scarborough?
No.
There is quite a few people that came...
I know The Weeknd is from the streets, but where?
The Weeknd's from Mississauga.
Is that cool?
It's all right. It's like a nicer Brampton, I think.
Okay.
I love Brampton, but like I wouldn't suggest anyone move there or anything.
No, it doesn't. I would never move to Brampton.
Yeah.
I would second guess moving to Toronto at this point, really. Do I have to?
I'm thinking about moving to Montreal. Honestly, after this month, I had a good time.
Did you have fun? Yeah.
I had a great time. You guys have great weekday shows.
Crazy.
Which we do not have in Toronto as often. Like you have like. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like you'll have full audiences, which is like sick.
I can't believe Toronto doesn't have that. When I was in Toronto, I was so impressed. I went over the summer. We had shows there. The new comedy bar.
Yeah.
So nice. Beautiful fucking place. The city is a real city.
You went to the new comedy bar and you guys actually had like a good turnout there?
It was sold out.
On a weekend though.
I think it was Saturday, but it was sold out because it was once in a, it was basically, Mike was doing his French podcast there live. So it was all the Quebecers that live in Toronto right, that wanted to come watch. The night before was at a theater. It was Mike running his English hour.
Okay.
That also sold, but yeah, I mean, it's rare that they're going to see him. So of course they're going to come out.
Yeah, yeah. And that new comedy bar, it is such a nice venue, but it's so out of the way. Like it's so east of downtown.
Because I was trying to book. He keeps forgetting to reply to me. He's like, I'm going to send you availabilities next week. He's been telling me that since August. So I'm going to have to find another place in Toronto to book my hour. But he was telling me that it is a nicer room, but it might be better for you to book the old comedy bar because it's way easier. More people come out. This one's harder.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get like walk-ins and stuff there. You don't get many walk-ins at that other one. It's so out of the way. Mm. So unless you come with like your clout to sell it out like Mike. It's tough, man.
No one has Mike Clout. That's insane.
Yeah.
Mike Clout is crazy.
Yeah, you need to get canceled for like calling a kid a retard or something.
Yeah,
like,
I gotta. Yeah. Dude, I've been trying. I retard? So, no, I'm going to come to Toronto for sure. Now I'm talking, I think, to Jokers, see if they want to put something together. But that's far too, I heard.
Yeah.
Goddamn, what's wrong with you people?
You don't want to. No offense, Jokers, do not do it there.
No, it's not a good club?
It's cool looking, but when you're in there. I haven't even been there, but this is the story that everyone tells me. There's a restaurant attached to it called Le Petit Chef, and that's really what everyone comes there for. So, and they walk right through the show as it's happening. So it's like, it's not a...
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, you would lose your mind too.
I would lose my mind.
Fucking up your show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Do you guys know what Le Petit Chef is?
No.
So
a little
Le Petit Chef is like, there's a little chef on like a video on your table that like, he'll show you what he's cooking like on your plate, and then the plate comes out on like a robot or something.
What the fuck is this gimmicky shit?
So try and do comedy next to that.
Look, you may not have the Toronto man's accent, but you got your finger on the pulse. You know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some good advice. Okay, I'll avoid that
kicking
spot.
A robot during a show.
Yeah, just me losing my fucking mind. Why is a robot walking?
This is what the elites want, man. They're replacing you with robots, just freaking out.
My favorite place to perform in Toronto, it's only like a 50-seater, but it's a Corner Comedy Club. So sick. But I don't know if he like... lets you like rent it out or whatever to do your own thing, but you could hit him up, ask.
I had spoken with a couple of people, but I don't remember if I spoke with a corner. I'll reach out because I really want to go back to Toronto. I liked it.
Yeah. Let me know when you're coming to town, anyways.
I'm a big Raptors fan too, so
okay.
We get a opportunity to watch a game.
Yeah, how are they looking this? I like their new pick, Grady Dick.
Yeah, I like his name.
White guy with swag too.
Yeah, I like his name, bro. Grady Dick is insane as a name. He looks good. The German kid looks good. I'm happy with the team. They're not like compared to the rest of the Eastern Conference Giants on paper. They don't look as like menacing, but I think they're gonna be fun to watch.
When Raptors won I see the championship banner over there. When they won it,
it's a big one up there.
When they won it, was it like big thing in Montreal where you guys went nuts for it?
It was big for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not many other people. But I was losing my fucking mind.
Like you guys didn't have like parts of the street like where they had like a big screen for everyone to watch it. Did they have anything like that?
No.
So they don't really give a fuck out.
They don't. People who like basketball loved it. They were excited, but it wasn't. I was fanatical. It's the first sports team that I actually liked.
Okay.
Because I started to like them as soon as they were created. Uh-huh. So it's the only sports team that I've been with them since their entire history.
Yeah.
That's crazy to watch them win a championship. Especially an NBA championship as a Canadian team, which is impossible.
I never thought they could have done it.
Yeah, no one did.
I was in Toronto when it happened.
Oh, shit.
I was at a Hell's Angel party.
Nice.
Yeah. With my ex and whatever, and I was just coming down on acid, and I was the only non-Hell's Angel there.
Did they have a game on?
They had it on. They were partying. They all hated me, dude. Like the whole thing, I'm just there, not in a biker jacket. My ex is like, yeah, it's fine, come.
Some nerd here is very happy about these black guys winning.
Yeah, yeah. I'm coming down from acid. I'm just there, like, just everyone in a huge biker jacket just staring at me, and I'm just like.
The day they won?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they were upset. They're like, you're supposed to hate them, and you're like, I like these guys.
No, but if they lost, I think they might have just jumped me out of rage or something.
So they were going for the Raptors?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
They were there partying with
the
Raptors.
I thought they were being angry with you because they're racist.
Because you wanted the game on.
No, they just didn't like me because I wasn't a Hell's Angel. I was just some nerd.
I don't think
kid.
That's the only reason. I think it's because you were some fucking dork. That's what it was. Like, why is this? This guy's a cop.
Yeah, be careful if you ever go to those Hell's Angels parties, eh?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Like, You can get set up there and stuff, especially if it's like a girl comes on to you and you think they want to fuck or whatever. I've heard so many stories about like you go get fucking, then you get fucking robbed.
Wait, how did you end up at a Hell's Angels party? Yeah, we should get into that. That's a good story.
My ex's best friend's aunt was dating one or married
Your
to one.
Your ex's best friend's aunt. Yes. Jesus okay. Christ. Okay, so I'm not related to you at all.
So we went to go pick up the best friend, bring her back with her dog. And we're just at the house and the aunt is like, yeah, come. It'll be fun. It's just $20 entry. And then like I got dragged to it. I thought it would be like, maybe the Hells Angels are running a party somewhere.
They were.
Yeah, but like just for other people. Like, you know, like a mafia could own a bar. Okay. It's like where normal people go to party as well.
Oh, you thought it was like a biker ran bar.
Something like that.
But it maybe was like their clubhouse or something?
It was their clubhouse. It was in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. God.
And then they're all in their biker jackets and just everyone's looking at me. And I had just done like 3 tabs of acid the night before.
That's
so
crazy.
I was just depressed, bro. I was like,
you should have wore a safety vest and be like, it's my bike jacket too. Because at night they can't see me.
Like just like with the flashing lights and shit. Yeah.
You go in there in a full the nylon spandex biker costume.
You know I'm a mean? Professional like, biker, guys. Good to meet you.
Go in your with your bike helmet on. That'd be fun.
Oh, bro.
And bro, the whole time I was so scared. Like even ordering drinks, they're all like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, why the fuck is he here? Because they all knew each other. It was just a biker gang reunion.
Yeah.
And I'm just there looking at the floor coming down off acid. I'm like, I don't want to be
And how
here.
Old were you?
18?
Yeah, oh, it's suspicious. Too. Wait, so no one, so everyone was angry with you, but like no one bothered to state the obvious. Like if we're going to have a party that is open and we charge, sometimes random people are going to come.
I think I just, back then too, I could be so awkward that people think I'm being a dickhead or something.
Oh, man.
So I just, I fell into the awkwardness. I think people thought I was being disrespectful and stuff. And just me and like, those types of people, especially back then, I was so nerdy and closed off. I don't think they would get it because, like, I was too awkward to be like honest with people.
When I said that motorcycles were gay, it's not what I meant. Mm. What I meant was you guys are so happy together as a team.
But like, I do come off suspicious because I'm so nervous.
Are you autistic?
No.
Okay. Shut up. No one believes that.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't what?
Like, I feel like I would be so awkward, and then people would be suspicious because I'm so nervous. They would think I'm hiding something, but I'm just hiding like who I am as a person. I'm not hiding like a wire or anything.
Damn, yeah.
So every conversation, I'm just like,
that's very. Yeah.
I'm just hiding who I am. That's the only secret.
People don't
I
like
have.
That, especially like criminals and stuff. They just want to know what's up because they don't know. There's like in that life for real.
It's hard.
You might
to hide
be a cop.
Might be. I don't know.
Someone. It's hard to hide who you are as a comedian too. You're supposed to be like kind of like.
I'm better at
letting
that.
Yourself out on stage.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, no one gets to know who the fuck I am.
No, on stage, I'm good at it, but that's why I think bombing fucks with me hard. Because I'm not putting on an act. I'm being myself.
They hate me for
Yeah. If they don't laugh, they hate me. Everyone hates me. Like, it's just the crumble.
Welcome to the club, doggy. they hating you for you is the best hate.
Yeah. At least it's honest, and at least you could, like, learn how to be good rather than what act I have to do.
Yeah, no, the act, I think we're done with the acts, right? There's not that many comics coming up, like new ones that are doing characters?
No, and I, not that I was doing a character, but when I started comedy, I had a nickname because I used to be a DJ and I had a bunch of shirts with Jam Easy on it. So I was like, whatever, I have all these shirts with Jam Easy on it. I'm going to just keep the name going so I can keep selling these shirts. I didn't sell any shirts, but I had so many comedians being like, this guy's a fucking loser, yo, for having
Wait, what's your name?
Jam Easy.
Jam Easy.
Yeah.
Well, you would get introduced onto stage as Jam Easy?
Yeah. And honestly.
Sounds like an Indian kid. Jam Easy.
I am a little bit of an Indian kid. I'm a white Indian. But fucking everyone that knows me and loves me still calls me like Jam. But
from that time.
This is not even that long ago. Like for years.
This is a week and a half ago.
Pretty much like the first like 5 years of comedy. And I'm in like going on 7 now. So like.
Jam Easy.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm like, I got to drop it is because whenever I go to new cities and I'm trying to get on shows, people say Jam Easy. I'm not going to fucking put Jam Easy on the show.
It's crazy. Like a DJ name.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right, let me skip that. Once people meet me and know me, they're like, okay, he's not what I thought. They thought I was going to be like, you make me sick to my stomach, fam. That's what they thought. But then I'm like, not like that. So I'm like, let me skip that fuck this guy step. And just.
Are there any comics in Toronto right now that you know that have the Toronto man's accent?
Nah.
It hasn't like permeated that. Into comedy culture yet.
There's comedians that have jokes about it. And there's still comedians with nicknames. And I've told everyone when they start, I'm like, don't do it. I'm like, trust me, don't do it. Like when I meet them, when it's like their first couple mics, I'm like, if I can give you one piece of advice, drop the nickname. I'm like,
we talk about Big Sleazy Samurai.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Big Sleazy Samurai. Do you want to talk about your bomb yesterday?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I bombed gracefully.
gracefully?
For I don't know if it was great. There was nothing I could have done for over 40 minutes. I've never had a bomb like this. It was a bomb that is mythical. You only hear about it and you think that can never happen. It happened for over 40 minutes. So you can't leave. You're doing the headline spot.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Like, if I left early, it would have caused problems, I guess, more. But they hated me from moment one to when I left the stage, and they never gave me a chance, and it was incredible.
Did anyone walk out, or they just sat there?
A few people walked out, yeah. A few people walked out, and, like, completely walking out while talking, not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was rough. It was I'm still waiting. I might find out next week this was a prank. That's how bad it was. It was nothing was getting them. Small stuff, big stuff, edgy stuff, non-edgy. Just fuck this guy.
Right off the top.
Right off the top.
What was your opening joke about?
Because it was in French. So I just joked about, because the guy before me was Mike Patterson. And when his accent is insane. It's fucking lunatic shit. So I said, this is going to be a competition of who's going to destroy the French language harder, Mike or myself. And then I go, spoiler alert, it's going to be me. And you'd think people, like that? Nothing.
Yeah, they're like,
so I was like, all right, they're a little tight. Then I started getting the heavier stuff. See, okay, maybe they want edgy shit. Zero. Kept going. There was 15 minutes of complete silence. I could hear the kitchen staff talking. I was like, I've never.
That's rough.
Like, normally there's pity laughs. Like, I've seen people bomb and there's pity laughs, you know? Not even a pity laugh. Just fuck this guy on stage.
You hear the guys in the kitchen like, is the show over out there? I don't hear anyone laughing.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was like the room was empty.
Damn.
I've seen people actually, forget me, I'm a professional. I've seen people who aren't comedians bomb and it wasn't that bad. That's why it felt
doing
crazy.
Doing it for 40 minutes is tough too.
Like, I think they thought, because the host, my buddy who was, like, I know the guy, he was also shocked because he was just with me on the weekend at the Bordel. And so he saw me just murder. So he was like, I don't know what's happening. He goes, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
This is insane. And he came, I saw him next to me, like, I think 15 minutes in, and I'm supposed to do 40. He came in preparation and he was next to the stage.
Just in case.
Just in case I just walk off, right?
Damn.
So when I saw him walk to the side and stay, I go, oh, fuck, this is so bad. That he came in preparation. He's like, this guy's not doing his full time. But I even went extra. I was like, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about that. Yeah. Fuck, at this point.
Did you record it?
No. I didn't record. Thank God I didn't record it.
That's the kind of thing, like, you just delete right after anyways.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to rewatch it. There's nothing redeemable about it.
No, just in 5 years, like, when you're blown up, just to post it and be like, look. It's a funny, like, moment.
If it was recorded, it would have been fun to post. The thing is, I would only post it after, like, the album comes out, because it's all jokes that I'm going to record.
Okay.
So I don't want that out there.
Yeah, you might get a fun clip out of it, like something that just getting complete silence on a joke that you know is funny, that you know people are going to watch, and they're going to be like, that's funny. Why isn't no one laughing? But then...
The crazy thing is, like you were saying before, is the act out. So I know, I'm like, I'm doing this, and then, you know, and then that's a pop. Silence.
Yeah.
The only thing that was missing is someone just yelling the N-word or telling me to go fuck myself.
No one heckled the whole time? Not even a heckle?
One guy tried to heckle, and then I'm like, all right, that's enough out of you. And then I continued, and I think they got mad at that too, that I dismissed him, but it's like, God damn it, guys, like, I can't win.
Nothing you can do. Yeah,
I've never had that happen in my life, which is why I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was fun.
Act out bombs are so funny. When you put so much, like, I had one joke about, like, Jesus coming back, rising again, and, like, fucking up a bunch of people in Las Vegas, like
that's what.
And there's so much like act out, like he's kicking in the door, he's flipping over craft tables, slapping an old lady with change in her hand or whatever, and no one's laughing. And I'm doing like so much act outs, and I'm like, man, you guys don't know how much effort I just put into all that. Like I'm fucking sweating up there,
nothing,
and I got nothing. Yo.
You don't talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
It's insane, dude. It was so yesterday was Wednesday. It was just insane, goddamn. And then the icing on the cake was because it was booked through my agent. As she's French Canadian, and there's a language barrier between us that I didn't understand that there was one, because I texted her and I said, I just bombed for 40 minutes. And she replied with, that's great, with a fist bump. And I was like, God damn it. Like,
yeah,
this
she
is...
thought you meant you are the bomb.
Yeah, and Mike was laughing because he goes, no, she knows what you meant. She hates you.
that's so funny.
Yeah, he's like, she gets it. She gets it.
That's so okay. I'm so glad to hear you fucking bombed.
Yeah, she's like, finally.
Yeah.
You were riding a high, stupid. Welcome back to reality.
Yeah, you're humble now. Let me get 5% more and I'll start doing some more work for you.
It's funny if this was all a scam to get me to humble. But I'm always like, I wasn't like, you people, you're the problem. The whole time I was like, it's got to be me. So then I was trying to change the way I was doing things. I was calming down. I go, is it the Steelers jacket? Are they football fans? Like, what? Like, I was trying in my head while I'm talking, trying to rationalize what the fuck is happening.
You were wearing a heavy jacket while doing this, too. You must have been sweating, eh?
Nah, like, no? I tried to keep it pretty cool. It was kind of cool in there. It was the weather was changing. So it was,
But during your head the whole time, were you like, I'm going to win the back, I'm going to win the back? Or was there a point where you're like, okay,
let me just half an my hour jokes. In when I did, dude, I did like my closing bit earlier and then I was going to do more stuff. When the closing bit didn't, dude, the Milton bit didn't get anything, Poseidon.
No way.
I was like, yeah, there's no winning. I can't do anything.
So damn, after your closing bit, you're like, okay.
I just dropped a nuclear bomb on these cockroaches and they're still walking.
When you say the act out, is it the one that?
No, that's the other one. I did that too. Nothing.
Nothing on nothing. That. Wow.
Homer bit, nothing. Nothing worked. It was like I was a burglar trying to shoot Superman, and just the bullets are going off him. He's like, "Yeah, this doesn't work." But what are you doing?
You just kept shooting.
One time I was hosting a show and they hated me immediately. I think I said something like really off the wall, like too early, and I was only supposed to do 15 minutes. But I'm like, I need to get them warmed up. So I'm like, I got like a laugh here and there, but I'm like, once I'm like, I would just get one and then it would go dead on the next one. So I'm like, okay, I just need to get two in a row. If I get two laughs in a row,
if you keep chasing them, you're never getting off stage.
If I get two laughs in a row, I'll fucking get off. And then I ended up doing like almost 30 minutes.
Oh, that's the worst. You just ruined the night.
And the other comics were like, what the fuck, yo? I'm like, man, I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, I thought if anything, I'm like, I'm getting off early, but I'm like, in my mind, I was like just chasing that. I'm like, once I get two in a row, and then finally I'm like, all right, two in a row ain't going to happen up here. Let me just start the show. I'm like, you're not going to be listening to me all night at least. Here's the next guy, whatever.
I couldn't even leave. There was no punchlines, right? Because I had done all my jokes. They didn't care. I told stories. They didn't care. So then at the end, I literally left on a, it is what it is. I mean, this is fucking weird shit, but all right, I'm out of here. Like it was literally.
Did that get anything at the end?
Nothing.
Did they even clap for you at the end or were they just like?
No one clapped.
What I ended it with that day was, we're gonna get through this. All right, guys, we're gonna get through this. I'm out of here.
But it's a fun experience. It's gonna be fun to talk about in the future. Like
bomb stories are fun. Yeah. And honestly, as a comedian, like when you have a friend that bombs, it's one of the most fun thing to do.
I wish my friends were there. They would have loved that shit. They would have been making fun of me.
Yeah, when you have a friend in the room. The thing that sucks is when you bomb when there's another comedian that like you respect that hasn't seen you yet. And like, this is his first time seeing you, and you're like, this is going to be his first impression of me? This is what he thinks I am?
Well, that's the thing. There was people like the guys that booked me, the older guys, I've just heard about me. They never saw me. So they got to see just a bomb for 40 minutes. Like, this guy sucks. What's all the hype about?
Damn. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. I would hate that.
I'll live with it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Bombing while hosting sucks too, because then you're in your head in between everyone's acting. Okay, I'm going to get them now. They hate me more. Mm. Especially when you chase, like you said, it's just, you like dig yourself deeper in the hole. You get desperate and you're like, fuck, I'm ruining the show. Fuck, everything sucks.
I don't chase this. I was fucked because I was headlining.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave. That was the problem is I was stuck there.
Yeah.
So I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. You know what? 12 minutes in, 15 minutes in, I was like, this is going to be insane.
Like, did you, even like when you like kind of like riffed off, like, hey, you guys, like, why do you guys hate me? Like, did you, like, you kind of, they didn't even like let out a giggle at that.
No, I said, like, I don't know where I lost you guys. Yeah. Like, and then they're just, I was looking at people's face like this.
Damn, bro.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
That's wild.
Yeah. But I couldn't panic. I go, fuck, you know, I don't know what the right move here is. Do I bring back the host?
You should have just started talking in like a racist, like French accent, like.
I should just start saying crazy racist shit.
Yeah. Then they're in.
Then they're in. No, I tried every type of joke didn't work. It was it's fantastic. Mm. What a good experience.
Yeah.
Crazy that you shook it off that quick though.
But I wouldn't have been able to shake it off earlier in my career. Or if I wasn't good, if I wasn't a good comic, if I didn't have a career, I would have committed suicide.
Yeah.
That would have ruined me.
Like, that's your first headlining gig and you just
That would have, if that was my first headlining gig, I would have quit comedy. But it's because I know who I am, I know what I do and all that. So it didn't. And also the fact that I wasn't from the beginning, it's not like, oh dude, you shouldn't have done this, shouldn't that. It was from little jokes to big jokes. They were just not on board. So I was like, all right.
But you still thought it was you.
Yeah. It still is me. Like there must have been a way to crack the code. Okay, I just didn't figure it out with this particular crowd. Because I could probably do a KKK meeting and still make them laugh. I just have to figure out how to crack that retard code that they have, you know?
Mm. Well, I think their code's pretty easy to crack.
Yeah.
You know what they like and you know what they don't like.
Every time I bomb, like, you know, the Jews don't want you to laugh at this. This is so crazy.
The Jews hated that one.
The Jews hated that one too. And they're like, oh, no, I loved it.
Wait, do the KKK not like Jews as well?
They don't like anyone.
But
anyone. No. Besides what? Whites?
But white, like real whites. White. Like they don't like Greeks. They don't like Italian. They like white whites.
And I think you have
British,
to be
Irish,
wasps, yeah.
I think you have to be Christian too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very specific and a specific type of Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be
Protestant?
Those.
Protestant? Is it?
It might be Protestant. Well, the ones with the cross, the circle around it. Mm-hmm. I don't know the fuck that is. But yeah, they're very specific.
I thought it was just black people.
No, they're goofy as shit.
Okay.
They used to, I saw a nice.
KKK, pretty picky about who they like, actually.
There's a you could probably find it online, but this was in San Antonio, I think in the 30s and the 40s, bro. Bars and restaurants had signs: no N words, no Greeks, no Jews.
Mm.
Oh yes, I think I saw that sign.
Yeah.
Why didn't they like the Greeks?
I think that was the time when Greeks started immigrating, so they were just new, and you know they're like, who the fuck are these peasants?
Then the Greek woman came, and they're like, okay, we like the Greeks.
When the Irish first came over to America, they used to have no blacks, no Irish, no dogs.
Dude, they had here in Montreal, there was, and fairly recent, like maybe 70s, there were still signs of places that said no Jews, no dogs. Eh.
Hey, what's the difference, right?
That's what they were saying.
I'm kidding.
It's just crazy. Yeah, so the KKK, first of all, the KKK, their naming conventions, you can't take them serious, bro. There's a dragon, a wizard. Like, they're like D&D, right? It's so insane.
They're pretty nerdy for a fucking hate group.
I'm the grand dragon. The black guy scares me. Like, they're so stupid. It's so goofy.
I don't want to go undercover.
I'm trying to find there's Lutheranism, Calvinism, Anglicanism, Anabaptism, Protestant Reformation.
Retardism.
The Great Schism.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they said Greek.
No, the Great Schism, with that's when...
Greek Orthodox.
Yeah, Greek Orthodox came out, and then, Eastern Orthodox.
Eastern Orthodox.
And then Catholicism.
What's Oriental Orthodox?
It's the Asians.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Oriental.
Yeah, come on now.
Goddamn. Oh, yeah, that's Korean Jesus and shit.
Korean Jesus is Oriental Catholic.
What?
Yeah, Korean Jesus, those are Catholics.
God damn.
The Koreans are Catholics. There's some Orthodox, but they're Catholics.
There's so many.
There's Orthodox a lot in Middle East and Africa.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I know all this shit.
Yeah, my family's Orthodox.
Yeah? You're Lebanese?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Lebanon, something I didn't know. I knew that they were a modern country up until pretty recently, until the 70s or 80s. But I didn't realize that they were the only, in the Middle East, they were a majority Christian nation.
Really?
Yeah. They were the only majority Christian nation. Huh. And then Palestinian refugees came in and destroyed that country.
Also, the Christians got...
That's how the Lebanese woman who was talking about it described it.
The Christians got destroyed in the civil war by the Muslims.
Yeah, they started a civil war. They let people in,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, "You could be here, whatever." And they started a civil war with them. Yeah.
Damn,
it's crazy.
I do know, like when I went to Catholic school, and I did have a lot of Lebanese people in my elementary school and high school. So I guess they're a lot of like Christian, or at least they believe in Jesus, whatever.
I have a lot of Lebanese friends, Christian and Muslims. Like I get along with Lebanese a lot. Like they're very real Lebanese people. Mm. Are fucking super similar to Greeksters.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what my dad told me, because in high school, all my friends are Greeks.
Yeah, they're like, very
literally
similar.
Literally because it's the same culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're Lebanese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, they're very, like, because in high school, I had a lot of Lebanese friends, but there was Muslim ones and Christian ones. Forget the religious stuff, because the religion's different, but the cultural stuff, I was like, fuck, bro, they're Greeksters that speak Arabic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I heard, too, in peace times during Lebanon, because they had bomb shelters from the war. And then during the peace times, they turned them all into nightclubs. And apparently it was like the craziest parties.
Yeah.
Just underground bunkers of just like nightclubs and That's DJs it. And shit. Yeah.
Syrians too, and us Syrians as well. They're very similar. They get along with Greeks. The Italians always get along with Greeks. Egyptians, there's like two parts of Egyptians. There's the old school Egyptians, like the Coptic ones, the Coptic Christians, who are very similar. I think some of them were Greek, like they're old school Egyptians. The newer ones, like the Muslim Brotherhood ones, they don't like us. But so half of Egypt is with us, the other half isn't. It's crazy.
Armenians as well.
Armenians are very tight with Greeks. Yeah, the Armenians are getting. By the way, people don't want to talk about it because it's not cool. It's not. But Armenians are getting slaughtered right now, and nobody cares.
Again?
Yeah. The Turks and the Azerbaijanis are teaming up on them and just slaughtering them. And everyone's focused on the Gaza Strip right now, so they're not talking about that. But yeah, people are dying all over the world. People.
It sucks that Armenia's like ally is Putin. They have to rely on Russia to keep them safe and shit.
And Russia's not doing dick right now to help them.
Russia's busy.
Russia's busy, yeah. They're trying to get a new Russia.
Is that still happening? Because I haven't heard about it in the news. I just hear about the Hamas and Palestine and Israel.
I think it's still happening, but I think Ukraine's doing all right. Because I don't know if it's true, but I had a Ukrainian guy in the crowd, and I'm like, how's that war going over there? And he's like, better than you think. And I'm like,
all
right.
Not for him. Because I looked at the map, all the stuff that was contested, the Russians have control of it. I don't know why we don't talk about this. Like, everything they wanted, they have.
Mm-hmm.
So how is Ukraine winning? Where is all this money going?
I don't know. I don't get any of it. I'm not a politics guy. I'm not a worldly knowledge guy.
That's very honest and good thing you said that, because the whole world right now has picked a side. They think that you have to pick either you're pro-Palestinian or pro-Israeli. So they're digging their heels in, when in reality you should just be pro-peace and force them to figure something out, or not take sides, like kill them. Kill them. How do you kill innocent people? I don't want to kill anybody innocent.
I know Irish people in general have been very pro-Palestine for years. Like
the Greeks too.
Like a lot of murals of like Irish and Palestinian flags like tied together.
Same
like,
in Greece.
And like the United Nations, Irish always like sticking up for them. So I grew up on stories about the British taking us over and us getting them out of there. But it took 800 years. So like buckle up, you know what I mean? Like fucking when things like this happen, there's not usually a quick resolution. Like I definitely feel the pain, and it's really sad. And
also, it took 800 years when they were on horses and with swords and shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything is much faster now.
Like, yeah.
Just bomb a country over 50 days and ruin it for the next 20 years.
Mm. I wonder if the resolution will be something like what Ireland did, where it's like, we get this half and you guys get that half.
But that's the only thing that could happen.
Yeah.
The weird thing now is just the way, if you look at the map, the way Israel is, it's going to be a jigsaw puzzle, because it's weird having a country, like let's say Palestine, but it's not connected to the other part of its country. So if part of Palestine is here and part of Palestine is there and in between is Israel, that's going to cause more problems. You have to give up land. And you should give up land because you've been also settling a lot. Like the settling thing is fine. If you look at it, the settling thing is crazy weird. Like they just keep encroaching. So it's like, all right, this is yours. And then it's like, we're moving the fence. We're moving for years. Yeah. That's crazy. So you have to concede and make it so that you both have a... It's the only way. This whole... It's never... You can't just bomb everyone out of existence, number one. That's crazy. And if everyone leaves, they're going to come back years later. People are going to get aggressive. Like what they did in Lebanon. Hezbollah started. This whole... Like the south of Lebanon became different fucking country. That's all you're going to do is make the other countries around become like that. And then they're going to come after you at some point. You have to figure it out. You got to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. I mean... Hey, I pray for everyone's safety.
That's the thing, is I'm just tired of people fucking dying. I don't want anyone to die.
It's so sad. And then, like, I don't even know what to believe on some of the stories, because I get both sides on my my social media. Is
some
like
is hoaxes. Like I wait a day, and then the hospital thing wasn't what they said it was. It was
or was it? Or was it?
No, but I saw the photos. It was the parking lot that was hit, and it was like a failed missile thing. But at first, they said the actual hospital blew up. So I heard the hospital blew up.
Yeah,
I found it. Sorry, I'm interrupting. I found it suspicious when they took a photo op with apparently hundreds of dead bodies.
What?
You
where?
Didn't see that? Apparently, they posed and took a picture.
Who?
The doctors. And apparently they had blurred out all the dead bodies around them, and like this is what they did, and there were dead bodies. I found out, I'm like that's a bit weird.
All of it is crazy, bro. All of it's there's propaganda, but what's true is people are killing, people are dying, and kids
100%
for no reason. Oh my god, yeah.
You know, half of the population that lives in Gaza is under 25 years old.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad, man.
So if you're gonna just you're gonna end up bombing a shit ton of kids.
Oh yeah, I think it goes without saying that there's been lots of kids that have died. Okay. I keep hearing about the 40 babies that got their head cut off. Is that true?
Or they
that
didn't all get their heads cut off.
Oh, some of them just got a little coochie coochie coo.
No. Some got that was so. I'm with you too. So in the beginning, I heard that, I was like, "This is fucking crazy." And then I found out that it was they didn't get their, like, this is a lie. It's propaganda. I was like, "Fuck, why are they making that propaganda? It's crazy." And then when you see, I was on Twitter. They have like fact checkers. Yeah. Like, well, the funniest thing goes, "This is a lie. Not all 40 were decapitated."
Yeah.
The rest were, and I go, wait, hold on a second. I think we're arguing the wrong point. Yeah. The truth is, I really don't care how they were killed.
Right. It's still 40 babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were decapitated, 30 were shot.
Yeah, I was like, this is the wrong thing to argue. This is crazy.
Man, it is crazy, yo.
So it's all, but that's what happens when like there's this boiling pot of everyone hating each other, because you think the other person is so disgusting they don't deserve to live. So you have, I've seen interviews with Israelis being asked about Palestinians, what you should do. And these are common people in the street talking about kill them all, bomb that place. They don't fucking deserve to live. And now you're seeing another human like that, okay?
Mm.
you go to the other side, they're like, yeah, the Israelis think you should. It's like, yeah, they're Jews. They should fucking die too. So they're just hating each other.
Oh, yeah.
So if you start as a kid, it's impossible to have peace talks because you think the other person doesn't deserve to live and that they want to kill
you. You think they're subhuman.
I think they're subhuman and they think the same about you and it continues. We need logic to prevail, bro. This is crazy.
That's the shit that happened in World War II. Like, not just the Nazis and the Jews, but how the Americans were thinking about Japanese people. Like,
yeah, they even drew them in cartoons. Yeah. It is very, like, monsters, so you don't see them as human. And that's what they're doing. And what we should do in the Western world is get them to be like, whoa, we're not giving, because right now we're giving weapons to both sides. We're giving direct money and aid to Israel and weapons, and we're doing it sneakily to the Palestinians. They have to get it. Iran is giving them money. They have to get it from the Ukraine, which weapons that we sent them in January. So it's very fucked up what we're doing. Mm. We're Western world, not me and you. Obviously, we wouldn't want to do that. But something's got to give. It's got to be like, dude, either we nuke both of you or we come to a resolution. Get them right away to the table. Be like, do you all want to die or can we figure something out? Because this isn't worth it, man.
It's fucked. I wish there was a peaceful resolution. I wish everyone could
sit down
in peace. Yeah.
You need, but no one's rational. Like, I even see that lady that was yelling at the Palestinian woman in the car, that influencer, she was like, fuck you, I hope you get raped or whatever, to a woman.
Oh my God, yeah. That's the one thing.
And the woman wasn't Palestinian, she was Tunisian, but she had a Palestinian flag, and she's like, what the fuck? And then flip side of that, they firebombed a Jewish deli here.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, Bernard. And it's like, all the people, like the woman that got yelled at is not part of Hamas. It's a Tunisian woman who supports a free state of Palestine.
Yeah.
And the Jewish deli that got bombed is people that are fucking making sandwiches. They're not the IDF.
Yeah. I know, man. It's so fucked, eh?
It's like saying all Chinese people should die because their government's evil. Mm. Or even every American should die. If we're judging everyone based on their government, every American should die right
exactly.
now. Because the American government is disgusting right now. Every country has like the rulers on
shitty
top.
Shitty government.
Suck.
Are we responsible for Trudeau loving Nazis? No, it's not our fault.
Yeah, most people don't like Trudeau here. So I can imagine that there's a good chunk of Israel people that don't like what they're doing.
Of course, they're speaking out against it. Like, yo, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing. The Palestinians are like, yo, we're not Hamas.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it. It's not. Stop fucking blaming. So I like to see things like that, but it's very difficult to see this in the middle because you see all these atrocities and then you get upset. You see the Jews doing something, you're like, fuck, what the hell is that? Then you see the Palestinian, the Hamas doing something. You're like, what the fuck is that? So
I could say if you're Israel and you're only looking at the Israeli news, if you're Palestinian and you're only looking at the Palestinian news, or like, there's no question about it, you're going to be like, those other people are evil.
Yeah,
like, there's no question about
it's so hard not to get emotional.
It's so.
Dude, you see a baby with like their head cut open from a bomb? It's like impossible just not to get angry. And you have like, I feel like the humans, we just want to put anger on someone. Mm. It's like someone has to be responsible for this, and it's just. And you try to look at it logically, and there's nuance, and it's like both sides, and really, it's like this
Britain's
whole
responsible
thing.
If we're being honest, because they promised to the country to three different people. One was to themselves. Then also, there was no negotiating. We don't want Israel to exist at all. Then Israel's like, I don't want them to exist. Like, it's been years of shitty negotiations. But it's a people that deserve a country. They deserve a country. The Kurds deserve a country. There's a lot of people that deserve to have their own fucking country instead of being nomads or in a prison.
How did Britain gain control of it? It was after World War I, right?
Britain took it over after the Ottoman Empire fell. So the Ottomans still kept certain things. One was the Palestine wasn't a country. That's another misconception. It was a state under the Ottoman rule. So then when the Brits took it over and Jewish people wanted to live there and there was a whole thing, they said they promised it to them that you're going to have your own land. But they also promised it to the people that lived there, the natives that we call Palestinians. And then they also promised it to some British officials, said, no, Britain's still going to keep control of this.
Mm.
How do you rectify that in the end? So already there was trouble. So then when Jews first went there, there was some trouble in the beginning. They're like, who the fuck are these people? Why are they settling here? And then it just snowballed from there.
So it was all European Jews that went over there at first?
Not only, but mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there was also Jews in the region that went there.
Okay.
So yeah, especially between World War I and World War II, people didn't like the Jews too much in Europe. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were like, let us go here where we're together and shit.
Yeah.
Huh, damn.
Yeah,
it's a sticky one still.
Oh, very sticky because it's you see it from the Jews' point of view. They're like, well, we didn't have any place to go, and then you see it from the natives, the Palestinians that were there. They're like, well, you can't just walk into someone else's house, and so you get the argument from every side, and you're like, God damn it, man, this is crazy.
It's like it's weird also that there's like humans right now playing Risk with the world.
Yeah, with lives.
With just like, and it's just a board game.
Every time I ever played Risk, the game gets flipped over in the end. I never finished the game.
No, I loved. When I was young, I used to love Risk.
Such a fun game.
Such a fun game. But it's just crazy because I'd love to have the passion of being on one side or whatever, but I can't because it's just too saddening. The truth is, to see kids die. I don't want any kids. I don't give a shit, bro. You think I give a fuck about what fake deity you believe in? No. I don't give a shit. You're a kid. You deserve education. You deserve water. You deserve to fucking live.
Yeah. I think Palestinians have been living in squalor for a long time. So I definitely think like there has to be some resolution where they can live a reasonable human life.
Yeah. A reasonable existence, independent.
So I definitely understand like what they're everyone's saying free Palestine about, and then I understand why
the Jews are scared of getting slaughtered too.
Yeah, so it's a tough one.
Yeah, that's why it's so complicated. That's why I keep telling people I don't have an answer. I can't dig my heels and be like all Israelis are bad or all Palestinians. That's crazy. That's a lunatic. Mm-hmm. That's a stupid low IQ. Way to view this.
Yes, yes.
Well, so yeah, we're lucky to live in Canada where we're around everyone and we're just like, oh, like we're in peace. Like,
yeah, so I know everyone's cool and everyone's shit at the same time. Like everyone has good and bad. When you tell me all Greeks are good, I'll bring 50 here that are garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, when the first attack happened, I saw some people like celebrating like, yeah, Palestine's going to... And I'm like, this is going to be so bad for Palestine.
Yeah, that's...
That's what I'm like, man, people are celebrating too early. Like they're like, we got an attack on... Israel, like
no, you got an attack on music festival goers.
Like, fuck, man!
Like kids, like you didn't. There's no soldiers. This isn't like a. You just killed it. What do you think is gonna happen?
Yeah,
they killed the Harry Potter girl.
They're just gonna be like, all right, you know what? You guys are right. You guys can have the country. Like they were like, nah. Like Israel has the military and the money to just like obviously take out the whole strip, which they're pretty much doing, which is like so sad. But it's like fuck.
It's fucking insane. But I saw a kid with his cat. Just a Palestinian kid. His house doesn't exist anymore. I don't think it's. And he's just there holding his cat. Looking around, it's you see it and you're like, this is awful. This is
at least he's got his cat though.
At least he's got his cat. He's not alone. But it's so awful that you think, fuck, the leaders are gonna get together and they're gonna be like, look, guys, you've been going through this. I don't give a fuck about your religions. We're solving this right now. This is crazy. We're in the modern age. Mm. We have so much that we can give. We have to stop fighting over nonsense. But no,
Yeah, you would think that all the violence against children would at least make them like chill a little bit. Like, yeah, yo,
guys, this is crazy.
Let's not kill each other's kids. How about that? Can we only kill like grown-ups? But like they're like, nah, we don't give a fuck.
Willing grown-ups.
If every person was forced to watch like 20 minutes of war footage a day, just watch it through the internet.
They'd shut
every
their person, fucking mouth.
Everyone would like protest wars.
Yeah.
Like if everyone was just forced, like this is what's happening on a daily basis worldwide because of your country, because of every country.
I've been heavy anti-war since like beginning or middle high school when I started to really see what the fuck was going on. Heavy, like find another fucking way to do this shit.
That's every, I think you ask 95% of people and almost like 100% who haven't grown up in a war-torn country end the shit.
Yeah.
Because we get to see it from like a safe place. Like we're looking at it objectively and it's like, you're both retarded.
Yeah.
Stop blowing each other up. It just, stop. I get that he did this. Just stop hitting each other. It ends tomorrow.
I've had that conversation with people asking about Greece and Turkey.
Mm.
Because like the real capital of Greece should be Constantinople, what is now known as Istanbul to the rest of the world, and they go, oh, you know, that's your capital, everything's there. Like, would it be cool if there's a war and then you win it? And I go, to be honest, even though I would love to have our capital back, I would prefer not having it back and there's no war than me. Like, if you tell me you can have it back, but you have to kill all these Turkish kids that live there that had nothing to do with the past, I won't accept it. I'd rather not have it and have it. As it is now, at least there's peace. I can't kill someone who's not responsible because of what the old government... It's too crazy to me. Like, that's a human life. That's someone who was getting up every morning, going to school, going to a bakery. I have to kill this fucking person now. I have to... This is crazy. I can't.
And what's the new capital, though?
Athens.
Pretty good.
No, Athens is good.
Can't get an air transplant.
Don't they have Athens. A lot of good history in Athens?
Yeah, you can't get hair transplants in Huh?
Oh, is that why? Because Turkey, you got a good hair doctors. If you take
the best hair doctors in the world are in Turkey.
Yeah, you start going bald, you might kill for them.
But it's just, I can't bring myself to rationalize taking someone's life for, it's a life. Like, we keep forgetting how this is so rare. First of all, we're here for such a limited amount of time.
Mm.
Like, to take that from someone is crazy.
It has me sick to my stomach, man. I'm like, fuck,
it's worse than the accent.
Are these episodes usually this funny? We're just talking about kids dying for like 10 minutes.
But God, that's what happens when the world is going crazy. It fucking permeates into the goddamn podcast.
Yeah.
No, we'll change the subject.
I try not to make too many jokes about that stuff going on right now.
I still do on stage.
I tried one on Thanksgiving. It was a one-time only Thanksgiving special. I was just like, has Israel tried inviting Palestine over for a turkey dinner and then just giving them booze and cigarettes for the country?
That's a good one.
Yeah, no one laughed.
I did last week. I talk about Jihad Day. Yeah. And I go, because they had announced, like, so the day after I was doing sets, and I go, I know Hamas is trying to start this. I go, I don't think this is gonna catch on.
Apparently, it didn't catch on.
You're just giving Jews another holiday.
Yeah, like,
that was actually very funny.
Yeah, because then I go, it's not gonna catch on. First of all, it's very hard to start a new holiday. Yeah. It's what am I? I'm gonna get decorations next year. This is crazy. It's not gonna work. We have enough holidays. It's not like Christmas. And then I go, what happened? I go, we closed the Jewish schools for one day. I wasn't allowed to buy bagels. You just ended up giving the Jews another holiday. I go, like, yeah, they needed that. So no, I'm not letting, I still talk, like, joke when I can about everything. That's what I do. That's what I know how to do. Yeah. But it doesn't all, there's some people who don't want to, they hear Israel or they hear Palestine and they tune out. They're like, I can't laugh at any of this.
Oh yeah.
I just want kids in general. I don't want them to die. I don't want human beings to get killed. That's all I want. Mm. And then the rest I'll be cool with. I'll make fun of everyone.
Yeah. What about dogs? You cool like dogs?
No, I don't want to see
dogs. What if
there's
just a war where two countries just kill the other country's dogs? That's just put terrible. All the dogs one and 1v1, just fuck each other up.
No, that's terrible. You're going to want to kill the other country.
Oh, if the dogs are 1v1, I'm okay with that.
No, I don't want the dogs to fight either.
I don't want them to, but I definitely don't want to see a human like strangling a dog.
Go back to
like sporting
days where you just have your best person versus the other best person just 1v1.
Okay,
I did think about that. Doing like a little UFC fucking matchup. Israel's fighters against Palestine's fighters.
We're on to
something. The Palestinians food first, so it's a fair fight.
But you know, hold on. You don't want to lose your best. How about we turn this on its head?
Worst?
The worst. Your pedophiles, my pedophiles. Yeah. And they fight each other to death. No one's going to give a fuck. Even if I lose my pedophiles, I'm like, that's a win. This is a net win.
Baby against baby. At the and they're on like a, what do you call it? One of those like, like a bridge thing. Two babies on a bridge. Narrow bridge.
Whoever
they're crawling
falls
towards
up.
Each other.
You gotta whoever sacrifice one baby because so many babies die in war. So you just offer one baby to like the pedophiles as a reward for winning.
God
so
damn.
No.
So they really fight.
No. Even better. You don't offer them anything. You just let them fight. And even the ones that win, you off them.
Mm. Yeah, let's just kill pedophiles. Why don't more pedophiles go to war?
Yeah, that's my front line would just be pedos.
I'm fine with a war on pedophiles.
That's true. Wars kill the best people.
Yeah.
Like all the cowards live.
We should kill all the worst people.
Just throw the worst people.
Politicians and pedophiles, front line.
Like a Hunger Games with countries so we can still get the war out of us. The industrial complex can make their money on weapons. Just throw criminals at each other.
But it'd be fucked because like... If you're a country, like, you want them to win, so you'd still be cheering for a pedophile at the end of the day. You're like, man, I hope that fucking sick fuck wins.
Ah, shit.
Did we just make world peace happen?
I think we just did. I think we solved every crisis.
But then it would get fucked up, because then some countries would be like, okay, take our gays. And we're like, no, gays are okay. Gays are okay. What do you do?
And then we go, Iran, I thought you didn't have any.
It's the Palestinian refugees.
Yeah, how did that change? Remember when Iran went out and said, we don't have any gays in Iran?
Mm.
I believe it.
That's a gay thing to say, bro. They got gays.
I think Iran, their men are very like feminine already. Like a lot of them are.
Yeah.
No
the Persians?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't mind effeminate stuff. They don't them it's more they don't want dudes banging dudes.
Mm-hmm. But they can hold hands.
Yeah, they can hold hands.
Kiss on
I
the
think
cheek.
They're just not openly gay cuz they don't want to get killed. That's all it is. Same thing with Saudi Arabia. Oh, we don't have any gays here. I guarantee you some of the dudes in those pajamas want to bang the other dudes in the pajamas just that they're not going to say it cuz no one wants to die.
Yeah.
Give Saudi Arabia 10 years. They're getting westernized. Before you know it, they're going to be having like pride parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I cannot see that happening because it's so centralized, their government. It's run by the royals.
Mm.
They do whatever the fuck they want. They'll put a stop to it.
Bro, how are they mad at people for being gay when they're shitting on Instagram models? That's what I don't understand. They're just running trains and shitting on Instagram models in front of each other. And they're like,
female Instagram models.
Yeah, but...
This is Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
They're just running trains on girls?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Saudis
it's
and the UAE, they like very popular Instagram models. There was one that had came out and spoke about it. She goes, you know all these chicks you see on Instagram, like my friends and all that? You're like, how do they go there? How do they go? Where do they get the money? I'll tell you. All these high like ranking people in the Middle East, like we're talking about
billionaires,
crazy money. They invite you down there and they'll pay. Not only they'll pay everything, they'll just give you random money. They'll be like, here's 20 G's to fucking go have fun. They'll give you money so they could like just... completely destroy you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Shit on you, run trains on you just to be like I'm better than this white lady.
Oh yeah.
And they'll take it.
Yeah. I know some girls that I see them go on trips to like Dubai and shit and I'm like, did you you get shit on your chest.
I often wonder. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good for them. Like, if the like, because those guys can offer you so much money that it's like, all right, you can shit on my chest for $1 million, whatever.
Every girl after is like, I regret doing it.
Really?
Like,
yeah, that's what they said.
It came out that she did it and killed herself the next day. Like, I think it's one of those things you think it's gonna be like good, but then you get the money and you're just like, ugh.
Because like on paper you're like, I'll do it, but then after, once you're thinking, you're like, did 9 Saudi Arabian men just shit on me?
That memory can't leave your head, especially me. I'm obsessive with thoughts and memories.
Yeah.
Just imagine just replaying that every night. Some fucking hairy Arab squatting over you.
It's his uncle. It's fucking Borgelli's uncle.
My memories are coming back of my uncle.
Yeah, just shitting on him. He's like, God damn.
Were you born in Lebanon?
No. My dad was born in Lebanon.
Have you been over there? Though?
Yeah.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was nice. The people are nice. All my family's there. I haven't been in a while.
I'll tell you, the Middle East gets a bad rap because of racism, because of what we see on TV. Like, everyone thinks that Arabs are just in squalor. And Arabs were very advanced. I'm saying we, the Western world, the CIA fucked everything up because they wanted to control the oil. So they set them all backwards a couple hundred years. They weren't this fanatically religious. They were like Europeans. You went to Egypt, it was nice. Lebanon was fucking beautiful. Syria, they were so well. Same thing with Iran. They're the ones that forced the Ayatollah to take over the CIA because they wanted to take their oil reserves.
Yeah.
Syria, people were going from Italy, from everywhere to get educated in Syria. They had beautiful schools. And then what they did is they said, we got to control these people. They have all this oil. How do we do it? They started funding coups, and they were funding all these radical governments because they go, the radical government is going to be tyrannical. It's going to take over. We have a good deal with them. We'll be able to control everything. The problem is you just set these people. You let the fanatics take over. You set these people back. They didn't care about like the repercussions of the people living. And the Middle East went backwards. Like they tried, the way they show it now is as if the Middle East just never grew.
Mm.
Like, oh, they're growing. But they were. They were, if not more than, they were just like everyone else. And then we fucked them over. And now we're like, look at these fucking desert people. You did this to them.
Yeah.
They're pretty smart people though still. Yeah. Like to make fucking to make bombs out of like broomsticks and like matches.
That's
and
not blow easy.
Up. Like that's engineering minds, dude.
Yeah. Bombs out of broomsticks.
Well, they're like they making like shit. Scuffed up bombs and Molotovs and they're going against like a huge military.
Yeah. You know who else is very resourceful? Like at the Balkan countries. All those Slavs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always making makeshift bombs and shit. They're crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't make a bomb.
I don't know how to make a bomb.
You made a bomb last night.
I know.
Night
I know how to bomb. Let me tell you. It's Are you looking at the Balkan? Yeah, the Balkans are nuts.
Don't the Balkans all hate each other too?
Yeah, that's why it's nuts. It's just always every couple of years they just start fighting. Greece had to fight 3 countries at once. They just lost their mind. Bulgaria.
Balkans is like, what is that?
Is that you could get the full list so we don't miss anyone? I know it's the Skopjans. It's Greece. Has it's Greece Romania, Bulgaria.
This image says it perfectly.
Oh, there we go. There's the maps. Yeah. Croatia, Bosnia,
Romania,
Skopje, Romania, Moldovans.
See the list Moldovans, of countries. Yeah, the whole area, basically.
It's that whole area is a clusterfuck, bro. Every couple of years, they just start fighting each other. Albania, they all want to, most of them have the one common enemy, which is Greece.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, they all want to take over Greece. Not all, but like, the Bulgarians try to take over Greece. The Albanians try to take over Greece. The Skopjans just changed their name to Macedonia to pretend they're Greek.
For what? Just the beaches? Like, what do they want?
Well, Greece is the gateway to Europe. We have the main ports. We have some friends. Like, the Croatians, normally they're not that bad. The Serbians like us. We're tight with the Serbs.
So, yeah, the Balkans is basically Serbia, that country that I will not pronounce, Bulgaria, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Albania, Greece, Croatia, Montenegro, Kosovo.
For example, Kosovo.
Are you mad at that second country? Is that why you won't?
Oh, yeah, okay. Bro. Romania. So I call it the Skopjan.
Turkey is
really Vardaska, but they changed their name. They tried to change their name to Macedonia because they're at the north. Like, Macedonia is the northmost province of Greece. Mm. They're north of that, so they said, we're Macedonia. They just started calling themselves Macedonian 20 years ago. And then they started claiming the history. So they started erecting statues of Alexander the Great, saying that they're Macedonian. But they didn't even speak the language. So they started erecting stuff and putting old like statues that we had. They were just replicating our stuff. And then a scholar once asked him, they go, do you even know what that means? Like they were pointing at, and they're like, no. It's like, yeah, because it's not your history. You just, 20 years ago, you decided you're Greek. You can't just do that because they had plans on taking over northern Greece. So do the Albanians. They have these maps. Everyone has a different map that all include Thessaloniki. All these people, like, they want to include that in their greater Albania or greater Vardaska, whatever the fuck it is, all claiming that they're descendants of Greeks. And Greece exists.
I would want Thessaloniki, though.
Everyone wants it.
Yeah, chill place, hot girls.
Yeah,
where's the hottest girls out of this, out of the Balkans?
Go to
I
it?
Know some girls from Bosnia that are pretty hot.
Albanian chicks are hot. Greece has. Serbians are hot too. Romanians have hot chicks too.
Would you not fuck a Macedonian or a Skopje, whatever you call them?
No, I don't are like you? Them at all. Like, I have zero tolerance for people that don't respect history. So the fact that they're falsifying and they're making it up, I don't want them to die. Obviously,
sounds like you're a free Palestine guy.
I'm a free Palestine guy. I do want Palestine to be free. But I also don't want Jews to get slaughtered, innocent people to get slaughtered. Like what happened with the Hamas thing? I wasn't happy. I was fucking super upset. I was like, this is crazy. That's terrorism. But then the response, I was like, fuck, man, this is a bit much too. What the fuck? So, yeah, I'm always in the... I wish I could dig my heels and be like, my team can never do any wrong. But I don't want to be on a team because every team is doing bad stuff. Bulgarians are hot. The Romanians are hot. The Romanians have hot. Croatian women too are hot. Mm. Well, I mean, everywhere
Most
has
Europeans hot. Are hot.
Yeah.
Europeans take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Except for the Northern Europeans.
Which ones?
Fucking... Irish. Brits, the Irish, these sons of bitches.
But they're not even Europeans anymore.
What are we now?
Fucking UK.
No.
Brexit, man.
No. Not Ireland. Ireland, well, Northern Ireland, I guess, but not Republic of Ireland. We're not a part of that.
But they're different. The Balkan people, Southern Europe, Spaniards, like Portuguese. Greece, Italy, Portugal, Spain are way more similar across each other than they are with their counterparts, Germany, France, England, we're it's like two different fucking like culturally they're very different, bro.
I want to go to Berlin. I heard Berlin's wild, just like sex parties everywhere, fucking clubs.
As long as you're not Jewish,
you
want
to go to a sex party, or are you just gonna stand in the corner and be like nervous? And
I don't want to go to a sex party, but I want to go to like a coffee. I just want to know that I'm in a place where it's happening.
There's a sex club in Toronto that has a show. I wonder if it's gonna be happening
in Toronto.
Yeah, and
that's dirty. See, like, I would only do that shit in Europe because I feel like here it's like dirty. So just gonna have a homeless dude in the corner jerking off.
I'm sick to my stomach, fam.
There ain't no homeless people here, but it is not a sexy scene. At least I went on a Thursday night, so I never been to a sex club before, and like the show is like on a bar side. The show's actually good, and then after there's like orgies going on in the back. Like, you want to come see what we're doing? And I'm thinking There's a comedy show. You do a comedy show. On the one side, that's like while they're getting like chill, warmed up, having a drink, and then they go back to the other side of the room that has like beds and like sex swings and everything.
No way.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's gonna be like some sexy orgies going on, but it was mostly just like lineups of guys waiting to fuck like old fat white women.
Oh, dude, yeah. Poseidon was supposed to go to a sex club on MDMA. It was like a 2-drink minimum prank, but the COVID happened and the lockdowns happened like a few days before he was scheduled to go to one.
I'm glad that
he didn't, because the truth is we didn't know until, because he was supposed to be the guinea pig to test it out, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't know. He didn't know, and none of us knew the truth.
And I was nervous, and I was supposed to wear like a dog collar and shit.
The dog collar doesn't matter. Nobody cares about that. It's the he cares. He's the only one who that was the deal breaker. He's going crazy.
I'm not
going to
wear
a
dog collar.
Yeah, it's like you might have to bang a dude. It's like, yeah, it's fine, bro. It's a Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I ain't no bitch though.
Yeah. So the only thing that we didn't know, and he didn't know either, and we never got to find out, and that was the only danger part, is what the quality of human beings would have been. Because he could have went into paradise. He's on MDMA. It's true, just hot older women. He's having a great time. Or he goes in and it's Danny DeVito's everywhere.
Yeah, right, I was really nervous about that as
That's
well.
That's what I think would happen here. But I feel like in Europe, the girls would just be like, yeah, I'm in a sex party.
Well, I even heard this one that I went to. Like, I heard Friday and Saturday nights, it is good. I heard like it's crazy, like hundreds of people in there.
Yeah, on a Monday, it's not going to be anyone.
I was on a Thursday, and it's like Cougar Night. So it was mostly like young black guys and like old white women.
God damn.
Also, Europe, less black people, I'd look better, you know? Can't just be the only white guy, just like 10-inch black dicks everywhere, and you're just like, when is it my turn?
It's just poor jelly.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Can I have a lick?
Can I get in there?
Just a lick.
Yeah, I saw one guy got kicked because you can like go and like jack off next to people or whatever when they're fucking, but like one guy was like in a room full of like creeps. He was the biggest creep of all. He'd be like going right next to the girl like jacking off and everything. Like, yo, get out of here. I saw him get kicked out of the sex club for.
Yeah, you
like,
gotta be insane to get kicked out of that sex club.
Yeah, it's nuts, yo. One girl asked me to fist her. I didn't do it. And I kinda
what?
I kind of regret it because I was just.
Wait, so you went to the sex
in the
party.
Ass?
Yeah, I was. No, she's like, she's like, I like to get fisted, and she's like, you put your hand in like this, and then you get up in there. She was fat. She was not hot or anything, but I'm like, I
but anybody, a fist like, fills like a fist fit. Sorry,
see, that's I should have done it. I should have just got just the experience to see? Just to see. It wouldn't have got me excited. Like,
I think
sexually,
it's good that you didn't do it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, why?
Just punching someone's vagina might have.
In front of people too,
and you have
you
that.
Want to become famous,
what if she like, shits herself?
Didn't I see that guy fist that girl?
And then I have that memory of your fist going up
a woman's vagina. That's weird.
And there's a dude next to you jerking off. Like, when's it my turn? Like, this.
Yeah, you want to get in on this?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do that.
But I guarantee you, there's plenty of people who look like you, Poseidon, that have done it. Because you know what I've noticed? We have double gangers. Everyone has double gangers. Mm,
definitely.
Yeah. Your friends ever send you photos of, yo, is this you or this guy looks like you?
Yeah, I get a lot. I think I have.
Dude, I get that crazy amount. And I'm like, I think it's the haircut because now it's popular. Mm. But I'm like, there's some that are convincing. There's some that I'm like, is that me? And then I'm like, oh no. So I'm thinking, is it possible in this day and age with all these cameras and deep fake and all that, someone's going to commit a crime one day and it's going to look like me or it's going to look like him. And I'm the one that's known. There's footage of me everywhere. Right. Like, it's clearly him.
Dude, his.
And then I get in trouble.
His craziest doppelganger I've ever seen.
He thought it was me.
Dude, it was the most insane shit. It was at the cafe where
that we all go to.
That we all go to. And this dude pulls up in the same car as him. He gets out. He has the same ponytail, the same beard, and he's carrying shit to the cafe. I'm like, yo, was that him? I'm like, but it's not the same plate. I'm like, because I
And he's looking at him. He's like, what the fuck is happening?
What is just fucking what just happened? And the dude just dips. I'm like, and I thought it was him. I was like, dude, I'm like, and I had to call him up. I'm like, dude, were you at the cafe just now? I was like, no, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I remember the craziest time that happened to me that like someone messaged me was Emil messaged me. He's in Saint-Sauveur and he's supposed to do comedy. And he's like, dude, are you in Saint-Sauveur right now? And I reply, I go, no, what are you talking about? I'm in Montreal. He's like, dude, don't fuck around. Are you at the show? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking. Dude, I'm here. So he sends me a photo. Dude, he took a photo, a picture of at the bar, the guy, the side. Dude, I thought it was me. And I was like, when did you take this? He's like, right now, you're here. I go, I'm here. And I was just freaking out. And then he took a picture of the guy from the front. Didn't look like me. Mm. But from the side, it was me.
That's crazy.
Crazy, bro.
Yesterday when I was on the street barking and a guy came up to me, he thought I was Ammer Rez.
Okay, that's insane. Ammer's bald.
That was a homeless person.
He's bald. And he's like, he's an older Greek guy. And he's like, I know Gabe. I know his mom. I know his mom really well. And he's like laughing. And I'm like, oh,
wait. What the fuck is that?
That's so weird.
So he came thinking you're Gabe's best friend, insinuating that he banged Gabe's mom. Yeah. That's crazy.
So then I hit them up after. I'm like, yeah, I met a guy that banged your mom, you know?
Gabe's like, who?
Yeah. He said, who? I'm like, this guy named Alex. But every Greek guy's named Alex. Like, there's so many Greek Alexes.
You can't figure it out. But yeah, well, I have a lot of double gangers out there.
Yeah.
Me, how you can tell, I think, is look at the swag, because I'm always wearing ridiculous stuff.
Mm. I used to have your haircut, too. But I noticed, for a guy that, how tall are you?
6'2".
If you're under 6 foot, you can't have long hair. That's what I realized. Because I just look like a hobbit. Yeah. Like, it's like you try and have this like sexy long hairstyle, and it's just like, nah, you look like a hobbit. It ain't good for, if you're under 6 foot, cut your hair.
I had to lose weight before it started looking good. Long hair on fat guys doesn't look that good.
Mm. It looks lazy.
Yeah. It looks lazy.
Dirty.
Yeah, that's why I clean the sides and stuff so I could tie it up.
Yeah.
But then when I let it down, you can't even tell that I clean the sides. Like, I have enough hair, like,
to cover it.
Yeah, to cover it. So it just looks like, oh, he has long hair.
Do you ever let your hair down?
I used to always let my hair down, and then I just started fucking tying it up all the time, and it got so easy, dude. Mm. Walking out of the house, I don't have to put any product in it.
Yeah.
Just tie it up. It's so fucking easy.
Do you know I Am Cutie Pie?
What?
I Am Cutie Pie? He's a gaming streamer.
I know PewDiePie.
No, I Am Cutie Pie. Yo, Poseidon, look up I Am Cutie Pie at wedding pictures.
Wait, Cutie Pie?
If he looks like
PewDiePie?
Me, I'm going to lose my
PewDiePie,
shit.
PewDiePie. No, he doesn't look like you. I'm just showing a fat guy with the long hair.
Oh, yeah, you'll see. You'll see exactly what it means.
I don't. Is that.
I Am Cutie Pie.
No. Fuck.
You know how to spell cutie?
Yeah, with a Y or I?
With like Cutie Pie. With a Q.
I Am Cutie Pie, the song.
That's it.
No, that's
just
a, cute, that's a band.
Just look up Q, like the letter Q.
Oh,
pie,
QT.
Wedding. Yeah.
Is it I Am? Like I letter M?
No, just look up Cutie Pie. It'll flip. Get rid of the I Am. This is horrible. It's too
easy. So the letter Q.
One thing together.
Q.
T-I. Pie.
Pie.
One word.
Q-tip.
Jesus Christ.
There you go. I Am Cutie Pie. Wedding.
What a shit name, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly.
Look at his wedding. Look at his wedding.
Wedding?
After I Am Cutie Pie, write wedding. This is how this man dressed to his wedding.
Okay.
Nah.
It's the worst. Find the picture.
Nah,
no,
bro.
You looks like Alex.
Yeah, I was about to say. Nah, you can't you do shit like front. That, bro.
He looks from the back. I would think that's Alex.
Yeah, 100%.
But this is 100%.
Wedding, that's a wedding?
And
this is
wedding. Is this girl hot?
Probably.
No respect. She's going to.
Nah.
Oh, that's another guy. That guy looks good.
Is this what it looks like, bro?
Jesus Christ.
It's unacceptable.
Wait, let's see what his girlfriend looks like, though.
There's one where they're kind of like facing each other.
Well, it's his wife now.
Yeah, well, let's see what she looks like, though. Does it match?
Oh, she's Asian. Didn't expect that.
Okay, she needed papers.
Oh, they got divorced.
Okay. I was about to say no, there's going to be a divorce.
No shit.
I ain't crazy.
Yeah, that looks kind of cute too, yeah.
Yeah, but that's also not giving a fuck. Like, it's your...
Too much not giving... Like, there's some level of not giving a fuck, which is fun.
But that's disrespectful.
Yeah, this is preposterous behavior.
I like when people wear, like, wild suits to their wedding. Like, this summer I went to my high school drug dealer's wedding, and he wore, like, a gold paisley suit, like, you know, like the bandana type. Mm. And he walked out, like, I've never even seen a groom have a walkout song like this. He walked out to Kanye West, I Am the... All of the Lights.
Oh. Duh, at duh. Church?
No, it was like a backyard wedding, whatever.
Okay.
And he shook everyone's hand in the fucking on the whole wedding before he came to the front. It was like the most like elaborate long groom walk up that I've ever seen in my life.
And All of the Lights is what he chose.
Anyway, All of the Lights.
That's also preposterous behavior.
It's a good song, but in the song he talks about hitting his wife, baby. Yeah, he's losing custody of his kid because he's beating his girlfriend.
No way. Oh, and then you know what? I like that he did that. He's giving her a prequel. Know. Yeah,
yeah, it's part of the vows. For rich or poor,
it's just a preview.
For black guys or you know what I mean, vacations.
I slapped my girl. Yeah, she called the feds. I never even caught those lyrics.
She called the feds. That's amazing.
I do the time. And spend that bread.
Yeah. And then he's just shaking hands with her parents. I'm going to smack that bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to smack her.
Restraining order. Can't see my daughter. Nah, I never even caught these lyrics.
That's why Borgelli's hilarious. He catches all the little stuff.
It's a crazy walkout. It sounds good, but you just listen for a second. You're like, you're getting married. Turn out the lights in
here, baby. Actually, that's very preposterous what he just did.
A lot of good songs that are on the radio. And they're like, ah, this is a hype song. And you'll sing. And once you actually look at the lyrics, you're like, this is disgusting. Mm. I should not be singing this.
So one of my failed podcasts was called Jams of the Week. I used to talk about like lyrics and songs. And one of the crazy ones that I found out was, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, I really, really want to.
Zigga zig.
Do you know what zigga zigga means?
I thought it's just made up words.
It is made up words, but because when they were recording in that studio, there was a guy, another like artist that was sharing a bathroom with them, and he used to take shits and smoke cigars in the bathroom. So originally they said, I really, really, really want a shit and cigar. But obviously they don't want to hear five girls sing about that, so they made it zigga zigga.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I really, really want a shit and cigar.
I really, really, really want a shit and cigar.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I like that. That it's not something sexual. It's like, I want to take a shit and smoke a cigar.
Yeah,
that's
sick. Yeah, I thought it was something sexual.
Oh, now you know.
Remember the Spice Girls? Yeah, they had the other one that didn't make it. If you want to be my lover, you have to get with my friend.
Love so that.
If you want to bang me, you got to bang them first.
What an offer.
Yeah, it's like, oh, all right. I'll fold in these negotiations.
Yeah, you go to try and chop the girl in the bar, and she's like, I don't really know if you're going to want to do this because if you want to fuck me first, you got to fuck my friend. But then you look over at the friend.
It's all the Spice Girls. You're like, look, if you want to fuck me, you got to fuck the Spice Girls first. Mm. I'd be like, look, you drive a hard bargain.
At first, you're going to be like, no, you really have.
Who was
if
your
I
favorite Spice Girl? Did you have a favorite one?
Yeah, Jerry Halliwell, the redhead, the ginger spice.
Oh, you're going for the top dog.
Oh,
the solo artist.
But was it the top dog? Because I don't remember
She was like the front man. That's
okay,
why
to me, she was the front man because I thought she was the hottest.
I
didn't like Baby Spice and Scary Spice.
As a kid, I liked Baby Spice, but when I grew up, I liked Posh more. Just hot one.
I respect Posh more because she's like successful business person, has a good family, all that. I love that about her as a human being. But the hot one at the time, to me, was fucking Ginger Spice. God damn.
I think Scary Spice is pretty hot now.
Now, yeah, Scary Spice got way hotter.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people.
You missed out on the Spice
Girls.
Yeah,
you're younger, that's why. We had the Spice Girls phenomenon. It was these British chicks that spoke horrible English, but were just sexy dancers.
That song, To Become One, sexy song. You know that one? Because tonight is the night.
When to become one. Yeah, this is all we, this and the Backstreet Boys were like everywhere, like.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, pull them up. Poseidon's going to.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up each an individual one and then.
But you got to see how they look now versus how they look then, right? Because the way we're judging them is how we remember them as kids.
I'm going to type in young.
So she's hotter. Mel B, wait, what was her name? She's the Scary Spice, no?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Emma Button.
Yeah, she's Baby Spice.
Yeah. Bunted.
I just grew up on Eminem shitting on these people, but I never knew.
Yeah,
me
too. That I was right at the end of all this. I was right at the end of Backstreet. I'm 30, but
oh, she's in that pink one. Yeah.
One thing I'm jealous of though is I feel like you guys had much funner like dance music.
Yeah, because nobody cared. There was
now
no cameras.
Music is just like TikTok music that you have to know the right dance to and stuff. Back then, it used to just be feel good music.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. There was no cameras, so even if you look stupid, nobody cares.
But even without the cameras, just the music is like cool.
Do you know about the Macarena?
Yeah, of course.
Macarena. Remember that?
In Cuba,
that was our choreographed dance,
But now when the Macarena comes on, it's the Taiga version.
My dad still requests that at weddings, and everyone's like, shut up, man.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Is she married to Beckham, this one?
Yeah, of course, Victoria Beckham.
Oh, I didn't even know.
They have a documentary.
Did you see David
Beckham
calling her out on an interview?
Dude, oh, yeah, that series on Netflix?
Yeah.
One of the best little docs I've seen in a while.
Really,
I loved it.
Okay, sick.
I love soccer too, so I love Beckham, but I love the humanity of it, and I love that he's still he's like just be real.
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he seems so like just stop lying. She's like, I'm going to do some business. He's like this. Wait, hold on. He goes to the cameras. What are you talking about? She's like, I'm going to work. She's like, what? You don't have a job. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, be honest. Where the fuck are you going? She's like, she's defeated. She's like, I'm gonna go get a manicure and do some shopping. And he looks at the cameras like, huh?
I like
it's fucking hilarious. I love this guy.
But the best is with the hold on, like when she was going to school. Have you seen? You watched the whole documentary.
Yeah,
actually, what am I saying?
He goes, yeah, you know, like because David actually had working class parents, and she's like, yeah, you know, me too. You know, it was tough for him. And then he looks at her. He's like, be honest. Yeah, what'd your dad take? My dad take me to school. What do you take? What kind of car? It doesn't matter. No. Tell them. What kind of car? And then she gets defeated. She's like, it was a Rolls Royce. And then Becca's like, that's what I thought. Yeah. And he fucks off, and she's like,
I love him.
It was a Rolls. It wasn't that current year though. It was an older version. Like,
it's
so
stupid.
Funny.
All right, so let's take a look at all of them.
Okay, so let's start with her.
Okay, Victoria Beckham was always cute. I think. I don't know if she's cuter now. She's hot in both. She's two different looks.
Yeah.
I feel like she's more put together now, and I love her as the way she is as a human being. I like what she did. Her family is very awesome. So I respect her, but she's still hot.
When she was younger, like that cute hippie chick you bang in the back of the outhouse.
Doesn't look hippie at all. She was posh spice.
As a soccer fan, would you rather have a nice lunch with David Beckham or fuck his wife?
Oh, you had me at lunch with David Beckham.
Yeah.
I'd rather have lunch with David Beckham and never see his wife. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Gary Halliwell.
Jerry.
I should probably put this up for the peeps, huh?
Oh, I thought you did. You're a terrible producer.
I don't. It depends on my mood.
Ooh, that's a nice picture.
Yeah, that's a very nice
picture. That's Victoria Beckham. Sorry, very hot. All right.
Okay.
This was my favorite.
Gary Halliwell.
Oh, she's too young.
Jerry Halliwell. It's not a dude, no. It's a Gary.
Oh, yeah, I see why you like this one. Very cute, yeah.
You gotta click on some more photos, dude, because you're looking at them in front
you're
of you.
You just staring at her tits right now.
Yeah.
Look at her, bro. She was a smoke show.
Yeah.
I prefer the other one to this.
Really?
Really? That's you're nuts.
But no, everyone has different.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Wait, go back to that last picture.
This one?
When they're all together. Who's that girl on the right? They're not even.
Yeah,
these are
true,
not the Spice
I think
girls.
That's Posh Spice.
No. That's Spice Girls on
the right. It's like a Halloween costume.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
So this is her?
Yeah, that's her. That's the five of them, yeah.
Yeah, go down. Go all the way.
Pretty cute face.
Yeah, she was cute. Yeah, the one right before. That was during that time. Go right before the pink one.
She looks like she had just the right amount of attitude.
Yeah, I found her super hot. I don't know what she looks like now, though.
I think I have too many redheads in my family that I've never found
her
hot.
This one's
nice. I'm Greek, so we don't have any. It's not a thing.
Fair.
The gingers.
This is fan art. But
it looks like AI art.
Yeah, it looks. She still looks hot.
Or art, whatever the fuck. Let's hear it now.
Yeah. That's what
that could be a bad photo.
No, I don't think gingers age.
Yeah,
too,
gingers don't
good.
Age well.
Yeah.
Yo, you know who's kind of cute? Older? Fucking J.K. Rowling.
What?
Dude, I'm no lie. I was looking.
I didn't expect that. Bring her up.
<J.K. Rowling. laughs>
Bring her up.
I saw a picture of her on Twitter. I was
says
like,
one negative thing
fuck?
About trans. Besides, it's like, yo, I love this chick.
She didn't say
hot.
Anything negative about trans. She said pro women stuff. I'm for J.K. Rowling.
I think that's what makes her hotter as well. I don't know.
Oh, she's like a hot older woman. Yeah,
yeah.
I see what you're saying,
you know, you feel me?
Yeah.
No, I agree. What
is
she,
she's
like
a hot older woman.
Look, she's got some.
That's crazy for 60.
She's got the big milkers, yeah. Yeah, she's a cute lady. Good for her.
Yeah.
Out there making money, writing books.
Young, her looks were preposterous.
I have a question
though.
For you guys because you're older.
Was she nice back in the day?
Nah, dude, she was.
Preposterous in a bad way.
Yeah. Like
you're not going to be attractive and write
like
a best-selling novel.
This is scary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the emo chick that might cut off your dick. I don't know.
She doesn't look emo. It's just.
But because you guys are older, you have had more experiences. Have you guys ever fucked someone who had a husband?
Like at the same time as I banged
them? Yes.
Negative.
No.
Not that I knew.
Mm. But did you ever
there was
find
one
that
possibility that there was one that I suspected it, but it wasn't a thing. Like I wasn't dating, so I didn't really pursue to find out. But there was one that I suspected. Like I was you. Young though. This was 20. Must have been 2014. Yeah, this was fucking 9 years ago.
And was it a girl older than you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's like she might have cheated with a younger dude.
Mm.
Mm. Why, you're trying to get in on that?
No, I have a girlfriend, but...
Yeah, look, hey, look at the camera.
No, but I'm just asking because you said like David Beckham's wife, and I'm wondering if you've ever had like an experience. What was the like sign?
But I don't have proof. I don't know. I suspected it. Like,
but why'd you suspect it? Like there had to be something that like... set you off a little bit.
I can't remember, but I knew that I always thought about, like I thought about it for a while. I go, is this chick married? Like I thought about it for a while, but I didn't have any concrete and then I didn't care.
He's walking through her house and she has a ring. Hey, that's a nice ring you got there. Where'd you get it? Yeah.
There's
he's
a photo of
family pic. Yeah. Just like,
and I was like,
guy?
There's something here that's fucking.
Her kid's knocking on the door. Mommy, who's in there with you?
Yeah. I was like, but I remember there was not sign. Like if I knew for a fact, I would just say it.
Your gut.
But, yeah. Was it my gut? I'm trying to. It's hard to remember, like I don't want to bullshit why, because I don't remember why, but I had like, it was enough that I thought about it. I was like, I think this bitch has a husband.
Damn. Yeah. I fuck girls with boyfriends, but no husbands.
Does that feel weird?
No, it feels great.
Really?
Well, no. Okay.
It feel weird for
at
me.
The time because when I was younger, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't want no commitment, and like fucking a girl with a boyfriend, perfect, because they don't want commitment either. So honestly, like I did.
You
that.
Looked for that.
I looked.
You should steal people's girlfriends.
How but many of them not, looked like the Toronto
I didn't try
girl.
And steal them. I wanted them to keep them. I'm the kind of guy, I would never say anything bad about your boyfriend. He's a great guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would never bash the boyfriend. But I want that relationship needs to thrive for me to never have her one commitment.
Yeah,
but
in the future, though, you got to blame him for the herpes.
Wait,
it wasn't
anyone
me.
That you were friends with the boyfriend?
Well, actually, one time a girl did try and blame me for something that she caught, and it was from the guy. I'm like, I'm going to get tested. She's like... Because it was a big fight between the two of them. Who gave it to who? She's like, I just fucked this guy. My bad. Whatever.
I just fucked fucking.
My bad.
And then I went and got tested like the next day. And I fucking sent her the results. And I'm like, it wasn't me. So get off my dick, yo.
Even though she saw you in the kitchen, it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. But I will say, as I got older, I don't like to do it anymore. Now I feel bad. I also feel like it's such bad karma.
Yeah, dude. Don't go into that. Do your own thing. Go to someone single. But
it's definitely jaded me against women. Because like even like the sweetest girls that seem like so nice. One time I met this girl at a party. And it was like a friend's birthday party. We're all out. And I go to try and dance with her. She's like, I have a boyfriend. So we just like, whatever. We're dancing. Like, but not like on each other. I'm like, sweet, respectable girl. A year goes by. I see her at the same friend's birthday. This time we're fucking making it on the dance floor. I'm fucking rubbing her clit. All this stuff.
Is that a wedding?
On the dance floor at a friend's birthday. And we get back, like, this is where we were taking a party bus or whatever. Get in the party bus, and I'm like, so I guess you don't have a boyfriend anymore. And she's like, I do. Put her head down, like, all sad. And I'm like, man, even the sweet, respectable ones.
That would jade you.
So
yeah,
ever since that day, I'm like, women.
I hate everyone.
It's not the hate, but it's just, like, it's hard to trust people.
It's hard to trust people.
Especially
don't trust
if
people.
Someone catches something from someone else and gives it to you when you're dating them. Like,
That'll mind fuck you. That's why I'm very weary of it's not even real, but I'm very weary of toilet seats. I'm always scared that I'm gonna catch something.
Really?
Because I have an undefeated record, bro. I've never caught anything.
Me neither.
But you're younger, so I feel like the universe is gonna be like, you gotta catch something.
Yeah, I've never caught anything either.
No, but I feel like after 30, if you didn't catch anything, you're not gonna catch anything.
I have not
maybe
been
too,
careful
yeah, there's
at
that
all.
Too.
Like you.
But I was always super careful.
I'm not even careful. I don't take
chances.
People like him freak me out. Like I have friends who just like aren't careful at all.
Yeah, and bro, fucking the pecker.
We don't have to say names. But
no, he says it.
Yeah, but yeah. Like a friend's like outside of comedy and stuff too. I have one friend who just like Tinder girls, no condoms and stuff. We all blast him together. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, they said they were on birth control.
Besides, go to the other Spice Girls. We can't forget them.
Lie. I don't come
have
inside
you seen
girls.
The latest? The latest show. You want more?
No, please don't put it up. No, I'm gonna get scared. I won't be able to
it's
take a shit in public.
That stick the needles in the toilet rolls.
Please, okay, just stop, bro. I don't want to know any of this stuff.
So you get a free high?
I'm scared of getting AIDS. Go to another Spice Girl.
You don't even get pussy.
Yeah, not many people do get AIDS from pussy, actually. They get it from the bum
assholes.
Hole.
Yeah.
I actually,
dude's asshole. So we saw this one. Oh, this is her older, more natural. Yeah.
She looks hot. All right, go to another one. This was Sporty Spice, I believe. Sporty Spice. I never found her attractive.
I never was attracted. No. Yeah.
What are the picture of her flexing?
I'm not down for this.
That's kind of cool, though. There, she looks good. Older, she looks better. She's jacked. Mm.
You like them jacked, eh?
No, it's just she looks hot jacked. Some people don't look good jacked.
Some of her young pictures, like she has a bit of a cute face, but I never even looked at her, like, because in the group of them, like, she's definitely the least attractive.
Why was this blurred?
Because she has her chest out and there's a tattoo. She showed her nipples.
Big fan of the nipples. I love when girls don't wear bras.
Why is it always the chicks with the smallest tits, though? Have you noticed that?
Because there's less to hold up. So, like, if you got big tits and they're flopping around, like, I think it's a little bit of a tough on your back.
It would just be uncomfortable.
Too.
It's another layer for her.
I see.
Not an ugly girl, but never a thing for me. Yeah. All right, what's next? Baby Spice. Everyone that I knew loved this chick.
See, I thought she was cute when she was young, but I don't really like what she grew up to be. I'm not a big fan, but she looks good there.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
Are the Spice Girls all chill now, or did some of them become drug addicts? Like, did
I think they're all pretty chill.
Yeah, they're all pretty chill.
Yeah, they're all chilling.
Well-rounded, like, individuals.
Does Scary Spice have a kid with Eddie Murphy, or she just dated him for a bit? They were together for a bit.
Oh, right? I don't know. Oh. That would be cool if, like, because she's hot, and I love Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm split between this one and the redhead.
Yeah, everyone, when I was growing up, that was the thing. Mostly to her. I was more with the redhead.
You're about to pull up that picture of her as a real child and be like, this one, she looks real good, actually.
He saw that. He was so close. He was just hovering. He was staring at it for a while.
Notice.
He's like, yo, she was delicious. Oh,
no,
fuck. I'm on camera.
Mouse.
I'm on camera right now.
I was looking for you bastards.
Oh, shit.
All right, go to the last one now so we can see. Ah, there we go. Scotty. So Scary, I did not like her as an original Spice Girl.
Yeah, but as a...
But goddamn, yeah, she became hotter and hotter.
Her body's nuts.
And her face,
body's
too, she
banging,
became cute.
But the face is, yeah.
Yeah, she became cute and everything. She's kicking ass. Is she singing?
Yeah, she's a good singer, too.
Her face is aight.
No, she's cute. She's cute. You know, some people, they're either cute young or older. Like, especially women, some of them... It takes them a
her
while.
Daughter. Her daughter's
to go
pretty
in,
sweet.
To go into like their real face.
Yeah. It says mom and daughter.
Men are mostly ugly until they're older.
Yeah, men, dude, it's not that I want to shit talk dudes, but we're ugly for a good portion of, like, our fun years, most of us are disgusting. Some dudes pull it off early, and then I know dudes that were very good looking when they were in their early years, like 18 to like 26 or whatever, and then at 30, bro, they start becoming fucking... Goblins, male pattern. They look like an old computer nerd. Mm. Like, it's fucking crazy what happens.
Yep.
I did the opposite. I'm coming into my attractiveness later.
That's what I'm hoping the path I'm on. Hope that this is not the top. That would be bad.
You're hideous.
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about? You're a fucking fine looking kid, bro. Who called you ugly?
Me.
Oh, that's different. We hate it. I hate myself too, but I know from people's reactions that I got better looking.
I think I got funnier, and that's helped.
Yeah.
Oh, that definitely helps, for sure.
I prefer being a good-looking old man.
I mean, it's a good thing to be, especially if you get better looking and like success and everything.
That's
like
amazing.
It's a good way to be. You're how old?
Oh shit! How old am I? 35.
What is it?
36, 37. 37.
You actually don't know?
I don't know. 37.
Where were you born?
86.
Okay.
September.
Yeah, 37.
37. I just turned 37 last month. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, doggy.
Yeah.
I don't tell people it's my birthday.
Does it feel weird?
I don't think about it. Like
when,
now that felt weird because I didn't know.
When you do, because you like, when you do realize you're 37, are you like, oh shit, what the fuck? When
yeah, I always happen? Think I'm going to die. Me too. Oh, Poseidon, you're running late for your other show.
Yeah, I just realized.
Oh, Poseidon's running late. Okay. So that's it.
37.
I think I'm going to die. We're ending it.
37, I'm
look,
die,
all the course. Links are in the description. Follow the homies. Toronto, are you doing anything you want to fucking...
I'm about to do a West Coast tour. So if you're anywhere between Sault Ste. Marie and Vancouver, I'm hitting the nine cities between there.
You're going to Calgary?
In Calgary.
You're probably going to get people in Calgary.
I'm in Vern's Pub, I think, on November 24th. So check me out.
Links are in the description. Thank you, guys.
Peace.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.